Selective screening of African Americans with chronic kidney disease may help improve care and be cost-effective. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schuser. A new study published in the Journal of the American Society of Nephrology is suggesting that screening for microalbuminuria may be cost-effective for African Americans at either 5-year or 10-year intervals, particularly for those with diabetes or hypertension. It is well known that African Americans have a similar prevalence of CKD as other Americans, but they are more likely to progress to kidney failure. The lifetime incidence of kidney failure is about 8.6% for African Americans, compared with 3.5% for other Americans. The reasons for this disparity are unknown. Researchers used a simulation model of CKD progression to see if the prevalence of common CKD risk factors, such as high blood pressure and diabetes, could explain the higher lifetime incidence of kidney failure among African Americans. They found that the higher lifetime incidence of kidney failure among African Americans was not fully explained by the prevalence of common CKD risk factors. Instead, it could be explained by faster progression of CKD among African Americans during the later stages of the disease. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schuser for Renal and Urology News.